Sue Dodd of Sydney Markets is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, not too bad for a Tuesday.
Lovely to hear. And now, look, you have got a creamy celery and blue cheese soup. How is it that celery gets creamy, Sue?
Oh, look, when you add the little bit of creamy cheese, it'll become just beautiful and smooth. And, you know, this is just a soup that you can blend up, and it's just so delicious. You're going to love this one. It really is a great way of serving celery with a touch of blue cheese.
Absolutely right. Now, there's a lot of people that don't like blue cheese. So can you replace the blue cheese with something else?
Yeah, I think you could probably put a little bit of creamy feta in there. That would give it a little bit of salt. Not too much, but just, you know, give it a little bit of a kick along.
Now, the other thing is it's very, very well priced. Celery at the moment, just $2 to $4 a bunch. Now, it doesn't matter. As soon as I name these things, people are going to go, I've got what you're talking about. Mashed, boiled, baked, roasted, fried. People across the Shoal Haven right now are going, yeah, talking potatoes. But yeah, you guys have got the great pan-fried new potatoes with parsley, garlic and lemon. How nice does that sound?
Oh, this is a great little recipe. This is a good one because it just uses some lovely sort of chat or new potatoes, as they're known. And, you know, you buy them in a 2-kilo bag at the moment for about $3 to $4. And you can just boil these up and then, or just straight toss them in the roasting pan with some parsley, some garlic and some lemon rind. And it really just makes these potatoes come to life. So you'll love those. You can serve those hot with, you know, a roast or some fish. It'll just be gorgeous. So that's a nice way to enjoy potatoes at this time of the year.
Absolutely. And only $3 to $4 a kilo this week at the supermarkets and at the greengrocer. Make sure you check out the greengrocer. He'll have some great specials for you. Now, what about the soft-leafed English spinach? It's only around about $2 a bunch, but you've got another recipe, an Indian-inspired recipe.
Yeah, I think this is the time of the year where we all enjoy our soup, but we're probably always looking for something a little bit different to serve. So yeah. I've got this inspired, as you said, Indian-inspired, because it's got a touch of curry in it. But it's a curried spinach soup, sort of with potato and cannoli beans. Now, the cannoli beans, you just buy those in a can, give them a good rinse, and then pop them into the soup. When you puree it, they'll help thicken the soup up. So it also gives a little bit of extra protein in the soup. So very filling, and spinach is actually very good for your eyes. It has an antioxidant in it that we actually need more of as we get older, so to protect our eyes. So a good bunch of spinach, you know, in your diet at least a couple times a week. You're a world of good.
You've really got to get a lot of spinach though, don't you? I mean, you know, if you just get one of those bags, you need to use a full bag to make the spinach because it wilts down so much, doesn't it?
Well, if you buy a bag of spinach, you're exactly right. Once you cook it down, I mean, it just ends up, you know, you've got a whole big packet that cooks down to like about a quarter of a cup.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, otherwise, buy it by the bunch because then you can use the stems and stuff as well.
Yeah,
chop them up. They don't take very long to cook at all.
Now, blood oranges. We talked about blood oranges last year. Hadn't really gone much on the blood orange. Absolutely beautiful. But what about this recipe? I know I'm sort of banging on about your great recipes this week, but this one is a cracker. Blood orange and almond cake.
This is a cracker recipe, as you said. It's one of my family favourites because it uses the rind of the orange. It uses the juice of the orange. So it's a really good use, and we use it with blood oranges. You can use traditional navel oranges or look out for the new ruby navels that are around at the moment, not as deep in colour. But this recipe uses almond meal, and it's got the blood orange juice and some semolina. So the very fine semolina. So it's a great cake to make with very little flour.
Absolutely. Have a yarn to your local greengrocer, $3 to $5 a kilo. And look, you know, if he doesn't have it in, the local greengrocer will certainly be off to Sydney Markets having a yarn to Sue and saying, stock me up because the people of the Shoal haven't won it, that's for sure. Look, Sue, you enjoy your week, and I'm sure that all of the boys across Sydney Markets have now got their beanies on, that's for sure, don't they?
Oh, some of them still got their shorts on, but definitely there's a few beanies.
Sue, always wonderful to catch up. You take care. Have a great week.
Thanks, Adam.
Sue Dodd, live from Sydney Markets at 2ST.